What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And over at WordPress, they're starting to basically shut down sites. They shut down Jay's Analysis. Apparently, they shut down Fellowship of the Mind with no warning for violating the terms of service. Again, it's very important for people who run blogs. You got to get your own servers. You got to get your own servers. If you're in the Microsoft cloud or you're running a WordPress site, they can pull the plug with no warning, which is apparently already starting to happen. Now, over at Project Veritas, they have decided to come up with a new web platform. It's called Veritas Leaks. And it's a parallel to WikiLeaks that offers anonymity, collaboration, and impact. And Project Veritas is hoping that people are going to blow the whistle on things that Project Veritas will then look into and probably should look into here. Okay, now Shopify, which is an e-commerce platform, banned InfoWars and all of InfoWars products. Alex Jones sells a bunch of stuff through his website here. They've now yanked the plug out from Franklin Armory, a popular firearms accessories manufacturer. Now, there's nothing illegal about what Franklin Armory is doing, but this is part of that liberal agenda. Censor the independent media, take away the guns. Okay. Over at Tesla, which is just having a really, really bad time. There's been a whistleblower who has released a list of the vehicle identification numbers of Model 3s known to have punctured battery modules. Apparently, there's some kind of an issue when the cars are being assembled. The battery module can be punctured. That is a bad thing. And Tesla's trying to make good on his promise for a high production rate, so stuff is getting through. It's almost like the end of the movie Gung Ho, where they're just cramming the cars out the factory door, and some of them don't even have engines in them. Now, apparently, the board of directors of Tesla are starting to lawyer up. There's already talk of a lawsuit against Elon Musk for fraud, because he may not have, in fact, had the funding to take the company private. And apparently, the more Elon Musk's tweeting is worrying people. And so the board is start of figuring out what's going on here. And if Musk did not have the funding and he made that announcement, maybe it was to temporarily boost the company's stock to force losses on the short sellers. Now, that's stock manipulation. That is illegal. And I understand the Securities and Exchange Commission is already looking into it. I wish they'd been that fast with Bernie Madoff with the loot here. Okay, Amazon is now being accused of allowing cheating customers to unfairly get refunds from online sellers. And this was an issue kicked up by SaveMyLight.co.uk that sells lighting components and claims Amazon has a policy of refunding buyers at the drop of a hat to keep them all happy. The problem is that according to this retailer, he's saying customers have been refunded even when they didn't return the goods or return goods that were clearly damaged while in their use. And some have even gotten refunds for returning goods that Save My Light does not even actually sell. And so the chargeback procedure on Amazon is in chaos and is continually being abused, with more and more buyers exploiting this now openly known loophole. Buy goods, file chargeback, get money back, keep goods. Okay. Up in British Columbia, they've declared a state of emergency. They've got hundreds of wildfires burning across the province. It's not just California. It's up there in Canada as well. And they've declared a province-wide state of emergency in response to the wildfire situation. And Minister of Public Safety Mike Farnworth basically came on out and said public safety is always our first priority, and as wildfire activity is expected to increase, this is a progressive step in our wildfire response to make sure British Columbia has access to any and all resources necessary. Now, interestingly enough, they have identified how the CARR fire, C-A-R-R, got started. It's now the eighth largest wildfire in California state history. It started on July 23rd near Redding. It's claimed the lives of at least seven people. Firefighters are still trying to get control of it. And it turns out the fire was started by accident with a minor incident. There was this couple that were traveling with a trailer, and they got a flat tire. And the steel rim for that tire scraped the asphalts, and the sparks lit up dry brush along the highway. Well, this is why part of fire prevention is that you clean up the dead brush near the roads. That's what's supposed to happen. You have the brush cut back and disposed of so there's nothing but dirt in case there is a lit cigarette or sparks from a tire rim or something like that. But it wasn't being done. California is spending huge amounts of money on the illegal immigrants and the refugees and a bunch of other stuff. They're not taking care of the state itself. The firebreak roads were not being maintained. The dead brush was being allowed to accumulate, and that's how this fire got started. So we're in a wartime economy. We're seeing the effects of a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's what's going on here. Over in Maryland, there was a citizen who contacted the Maryland Department of Health to find out why they were so keen to push the HPV jab on 11-year-old children. Now, that human papillomavirus shot is only good for 5 years. And they're giving it to kids who, by the time they actually become sexually mature, they'll need another shot, and it's an expensive shot. So this gentleman went over to the Maryland Department of Health to find out what's going on, and he was shown letters from the Maryland Department of Health outlining the new policy. And he contacted Dr. Jinlin Chan, who'd signed the letters, and she could not provide any evidence to back up that there's an actual need for the vaccine. And he then contacted Dr. Ken Lin Tai, director of the Cancer Control and Prevention Unit at the Department of Health, but she couldn't provide any evidence either. And finally, he met with Dr. Howard Haft, deputy director of the Maryland Department of Health, who said it was CDC. Yet CDC's policy is to not take positions on state-specific legislation. So apparently the citizen, and I'm sorry, I don't actually have his name here. I didn't get it when I copied the article over here. Suspecting there was something else going on, he filed a Public Information Act request with the Prevention and Health Promotion Administration and found out that the Maryland Health Department had received $91 million in funding from big pharma nonprofits specifically to promote the HPV vaccine in Maryland. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. And by the way, there's a video up at whatreallyhappened.com talking about the HPV vaccine, about how it's all risk and very, very little benefit. And I got an email associated with that video about another case study where this perfectly healthy young lady, and she goes in for the HPV vaccine, which, by the way, is three shots, not one. And apparently she was in school athletics, very bright, excellent student, nothing wrong with her. And she gets the first shot, and she starts to feel a little out of it. Then she gets the second shot, and she feels really sick. Then they give her the third shot, and she's so sick, she stays home from school. And when her parents came home at the end of the day, they found her dead. So it's all about the money here. Between 2011 and 2016, fracked oil and gas wells in the U.S. pumped out record-breaking amounts of the wastewater which is laced with toxic and radioactive materials. This is a Duke University study saying that the amount of wastewater from fracking rose 1,440% in those 5 years. And over the same time, the total amount of water used for fracking rose roughly half as much, 770%. Now, previous studies had suggested hydraulic fracturing does not use significantly more water than other energy sources, but those findings were based only on aggregated data from the early years of fracking. Well, one of the reasons it doesn't use as much water for the fracking is because the fracking fluid has things in it other than water. It has these toxic compounds. It has radioactive elements. We had that phone call. This was some years ago. Somebody who had worked in the fracking industry who said these fracking companies were making deals with other industries that had problems with toxic waste disposal. And they made a deal to basically take this toxic waste, mix it in with the fracking fluid, and shove it on down into the ground on the theory, since disproven, that it would stay down there. And the Duke University researchers are saying that this spike in wastewater is going to continue as fracking expands, which makes a lot of sense. I think it would have been better to take all that money invested in the fracking wells and really look for an alternative energy source. But the oil companies, just like big pharmaceutical companies, they have a lot of money and a lot of lobbyists, and they don't want anything to change. Because if somebody comes out with an alternative energy source, they get all the money from now on. Over at Manila, a Chinese Boeing 737 has had a crash landing. And apparently this flight from Xiamen, China, had to circle Manila for about an hour. Before it tried to land. It tried to land once. It had to do an abort and a go-around. On the second landing attempt, it skidded off the runway. The problem is they've been having huge, huge rains in Manila, and the runway was just very wet and very, very slick. So, now, as you know, the FDA supposedly is keeping an eye on pharmaceuticals to make sure they're safe, to make sure they work. Actually, these days, the FDA just accepts the word of the pharmaceutical corporations, who will do their own research and say, yes, this is wonderful stuff, and the FDA rubber stamps it. But there is another aspect out there that people may not be aware of, and that is medical devices that you will see in the pharmacies. This has been a big problem. There was a documentary about it called The Hunting Ground, and the director, Kirby Dick, basically started with this ancient monochrome public service film featuring the late Raymond Massey. And the actor cautioned that while the old-time medicine man and his snake oil are being eliminated by tire regulations, there's a new quackery, which is equally dangerous, and that's phony machines and devices which are supposed to diagnose and treat. And unlike new drugs, therapeutic devices do not have to be proved safe or effective before they are sold and used. And today, it's a $400 billion industry. And it's still pretty much unregulated. Now, there have been whistleblowers from inside the FDA saying there are even fewer safeguards than in the past. When it comes to medical devices, we built a system that does not work. This is from David Kessler, a former FDA commissioner for both the Bush and Clinton administrations. And there is a lot of quackery out there. Now, I have a family member who's a doctor. And down here at the bottom of the hill, we have this drive-in movie theater, defunct. The screens have been taken down. It was a four-screen theater. And they used to have this wonderful little flea market there. Right now, it's an overflow lot for all the cars. But one time when Claire and I were down there, I found this very weird little box. It was wood on the outside, black on the inside, and had all kinds of wires and coils on the top of it, and a whole bunch of things that plugged into it. And I did a little research, and I discovered it was what was politely called an electrotherapy machine, where it would send electricity through various parts of your body to heal. It even had a comb on the claim that the electricity could stop the baldness. And yes, it was pure quackery, absolute pure quackery. And I sent it to my family member, who is a doctor, who appreciated the humor of it. I'm pretty sure she does not have it displayed in her office. But yeah, even today, brand new stuff on the shelves of the pharmacy. If it's a medical device, it doesn't have to be proved to be safe or effective. They can still sell it. Money, 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 money. Okay, now getting back on over to Harvey Weinstein, and I don't tend to do a lot of entertainment news, but this one is definitely worth following because a Manhattan federal judge has ruled that a sex trafficking lawsuit filed against Harvey Weinstein can move forward. Weinstein's lawyers tried to get it thrown out. The judge said no. Now, British actress Cadian Noble has alleged that the movie producer assaulted her, and in her lawsuit filed in November, claimed that he violated federal sex trafficking laws when he promised her a film role if she went to his hotel room in Cannes, France in 2014. That's the Mann Act right there. And plaintiff has plausibly alleged Harvey Weinstein knowingly and in interstate commerce enticed and recruited her, knowing that means of force, fraud, or combination of the two would be employed to cause her to engage in a commercial sex act. I'm not sure how commercial it was. After all, he promised her a movie role. But yeah, a lot of sleaze. And in a way, I'm kind of glad I'm out of Hollywood, because it was just a mess over there. By the way, for those of you who are music fans, Aretha Franklin passed away today. She was 76. And they were showing videos of her on the TV, and very, very overweight. Okay, let's take a phone call here. Joey in Colorado. Aloha, Joey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's amazing to get through you so fast. I used to call the Alex Jones show, and that would never happen. I was wondering if you've heard of No More News, KNOW, with Adam Green.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys seem to be really on topic or on the same page about a lot of stuff, and it'd be cool if you could have Adam Green on to the show.
It's been suggested to me before, and I'm trying to get back to where I have more guests in my copious amounts of free time. We're going to have two guests next week, so I'll try and get him on.
He's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. But I just been tuning into you lately. Your news is very different, man. I appreciate it a lot. It goes a lot deeper than what else is out there. So God bless you, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And again, the phone lines are open for anybody who wants to call in before the end of the program. Over in Japan, things are rocking and rolling over there. They have issued a volcanic warning level for this peak on, I know I'm going to blow this, Kuchinora Fujima Island. And it's 620 miles southwest of Tokyo. And they're preparing to possibly evacuate the island. I took a look at it earlier today in Google Earth, and it is a small island. And if the volcano erupts, who knows where the lava is going to be going. They also had two magnitude 6 quakes out there near Iwo Jima. No tsunami warnings issued for Hawaii. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the news. Here in Hawaii, the volcano seems to be calming down. Over there on Kilauea, the U.S. Geological Survey has basically come out with what they call a lull analysis. But the lava flow from Fissure 8 has essentially stopped as of a couple of weeks ago. Outside of spontaneous rock falls, there have been no more collapse events at the summit of Kilauea. The VOG has been much less. The air is a lot more clear. And most of the people on the Big Island are saying, yeah, this one is finally over. The USGS, of course, is hedging their bets and saying, well, it could be a lull and we could see a revival. But I think most of the people on the Big Island are thinking about, you know, trying to get back to some kind of a normal life and recover from this. Certainly the people of Volcano Village are hoping that with the volcano quieting down, that tourism will return because they took a major, major financial hit from that volcano. Now, here's an interesting little article. This came out of Sputnik News. And it's basically the United States is expressing concern about a Russian satellite that is exhibiting what the U.S. considers abnormal behavior, implying it is a weapon of some sort, but of course without any evidence to actually back it up. Now, the U.S. has repeatedly rejected out-of-hand attempts to prevent a space arms race via an international treaty and is developing its own hypersonic weapons capable of reaching space. And, of course, as you know, Donald Trump has now announced the creation of the Space Force. Sounds like a 1950s science fiction movie here. And so U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Arms Control, Verification and Compliance, Yalim Poblete, said that we are concerned with what appears to be very abnormal behavior by a declared space apparatus inspector. And he's saying its behavior on orbit was inconsistent with anything seen before from on-orbit inspection or space situational awareness capabilities. A lot of big words thrown in there. Basically, what they're trying to do is sell the idea that it's in orbit, but it's in a different orbit that we don't like. And the U.S. government is basically angry that the Russians have an object in space they don't know everything about. And the cause of their ignorance is, of course, their own lack of interest in reaching a workable treaty governing weapons in outer space. So it's another scary Russian weapon. Oh, you taxpayers, you got to fork over more money. We got to get on up there and make sure that Russia doesn't have an evil, evil satellite up there ready to just drop bombs on you or something. Okay. Apparently, universal basic income is now officially a part of the California Democratic Party platform. So that's what they're going to be campaigning on. Vote for us, we'll give you free money. Didn't the Joker do that in the first Batman movie? Jack Nicholson? And look how that ended out for them. Now, there have already been places that tried the idea of a universal basic income. It didn't work out. It couldn't be sustained because they couldn't get the money. You know, liberalism works great until you run out of other people's money is really what it comes down to. Okay. Now let's get some other news out here a little bit. Apparently, Amazon is considering buying Landmark Theaters. So not just happy with e-commerce, they want to get into the brick-and-mortar cinema industry. And I assume, of course, that tickets to these theaters would be available over Amazon here. Over at Massey University, there's a humanities lecturer, Jonathan Tracy, and he's saying, free speech or no flat. It doesn't really matter. It's still censorship. And he's concerned about it because apparently it's happening at Massey University. Apparently it's happening down in New Zealand. And he's out there saying, according to the Roman historian Tacitus, the key distinguishing feature of life under good emperors as opposed to bad emperors is that a good emperor leaves you free to think what you like and to say what you think. So obviously, we are living under a bad emperor here. Story coming on out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, Trump is now starting to say it's time for Clinton indictments. He wants Sessions to reopen the investigation into the email server, citing that FBI's Comey and Strzok engaged in a cover-up, which is exactly what they did. Apparently down in New Zealand, Westpac has had to issue 30,000 replacement bank cards due to fraud risk linked to the Ticketmaster security breach. That was a real bad one. Okay, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Feel free to call on in, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And you probably heard about the walkaway movement. These are liberal Democrats who've just decided they can't be liberal Democrats anymore. They've made some videos that have gone on out there. And now, of course, the Democratic National Committee is saying it's all a Russian plot, that nobody ever leaves the Democratic Party. It's all a Russian plot. Evil, evil, evil Russians. All right, let's take a phone call. Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. Yeah, I want to touch base with you on these forest fires that we have here in British Columbia, Canada. I've got a firefighter friend who is sitting around all spring and early summer itching to go back to doing his job. And I talked to him about the possibility of arson, and he says, yeah, everyone talks about it. They usually, apparently, they wait till there's some thunderstorms so they can blame it on lightning. And one of these firefighters' mothers was caught burning a forest down. That was about 1,500 fires, or 1,200 fires, I should say. And, you know, they keep telling us this is the new normal, this liberal government that we just finished having wouldn't do anything about the fire breaks or clearing out the brush for years and years, even though everyone says, you know, you got to manage the forest. And another thing too is, I was looking, there's a city in called Winnipeg, Canada, and my brother sent me this thing about interesting facts. And turns out in 1936, the highest temperature was 102 degrees Fahrenheit, which for Winnipeg is unbelievably hot. So this idea that, you know, we've got this runaway global warming and it's not the sun, it's just ridiculous.
It really is, and they're trying to blame global warming. Now, here in California, they did arrest two arsonists, so we do know that arson is definitely an issue. And I'm surprised that a fireman's mother would have done that. Maybe she was just trying to create job demand to keep her son employed.
Yeah, so, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame because, you know, if they just managed the forest and cleared the brush and dealt with the fire breaks, which they have, and they have the possibility. There was a huge fire here a couple of years ago in Canada called the Fort McMurray fire. And apparently the Russian government offered to help with some of their water bombers, and they got turned down from the Harper government, I guess because they were starting to vilify Russia at that time, and they wouldn't want to admit that they couldn't handle it. So, you know, it's kind of a shame. So it's really thick smog here, or smoke, I should say, and I can barely see any of the hills behind me. Another update I want to, that sort of terror camp in New Mexico, apparently a judge or a prosecutor has overruled the judge, or he's applying to overrule the decision of the judge. And another update was that Hungary, or George Soros has bailed out of Hungary, finally.
Yes. Well, they passed all kinds of laws against what he was doing here. And, that thing in New Mexico, that's just weird. I mean, the FBI knew what was going on and just let it go on. They were training these kids for school shootings. When they finally got discovered by immigration authorities, then a judge orders the place literally bulldozed, destroy all the evidence out there, and then this other judge, maybe it was the same judge, says you can all walk on out of the courtroom on a signature bond. To me, this stinks of a cover-up of some kind.
Yeah, anytime the FBI is watching these guys or is aware of them, then you know it's kind of a red flag right there. It just seems like, you know, they're just trying to agitate things. Just doesn't make sense. So.
No, it doesn't make sense. The destruction of the compound and just releasing the guys. I mean, there was a dead three-year-old. Somebody should be up there on a murder charge, and you don't let somebody who's potentially going to be charged for murder walk out of the courtroom without paying a bond. So there's something very funny about this whole story.
Well, there's social justice warrior judges out there that are, you know, they just all again, they're just they miss Obama and they miss the good old days. And I don't know, Trump has to get rid of Sessions. I don't know, he needs to clean house. But that's my two cents.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Trump's biggest mistake coming into office was he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he let all these Obama holdovers stay, thinking they were going to be loyal to him because he's now the boss. And that may be the way it works in the business world. That's not how it works in Washington, D.C. politics. Everybody's compromised. Everybody has secret connections and allegiances. Everybody's got an agenda. That I think, was his biggest single mistake. Because he's been surrounded and outmaneuvered by the people around him ever since then. And I do wish that Trump would stop focusing so much on blowing up people in other parts of the world and start looking at what's going on around him in Washington, D.C., or he's definitely going to be a one-term president.
Yeah, the whole thing right now, the media is talking about the fact that he got rid of Brennan and his security clearance makes him, you know, they're trying to make him look like he's trying to hide something, which the optics on that it does look like that, because people don't know how dirty Brennan is. So,
well, again, the issue is Brennan doesn't work for the government anymore. He shouldn't have a security clearance. This idea of these very higher up people still having access to classified information when they don't have a reason to have it, it's absurd. And again, I want to know, does Hillary Clinton still have her security clearance?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the voting thing too is really curious. Why he got rid of that commission that he started and gave it over to Homeland Security. It kind of makes me think that they got to him, or that's like an you don't touch that, that's ours kind of thing. Maybe he got the message not to fool with the election.
Yeah, somehow or other he's been collared and put on a leash, Again, I think he's going to be a one-term president if he even makes it to the end of his first term. Because if the Democrats get the House in November, they're going to impeach him. They won't be able to remove him from office because they won't have control of the Senate. But Trump basically is ignoring his own future political life by not addressing these issues of national voter ID law, cleaning up the election system. I thought he was going to be really serious about the vaccine safety issue because, he brought in Robert Kennedy Jr., who's very serious about this issue because of the suspicions that Barron may be vaccine damaged himself. But, yeah, somehow they've got control over Trump. He's giving them everything they want, and still they're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, like I think he was so gung-ho to get rid of Obamacare, and he tried like twice, and he should have been focusing on cleaning up the election system, voter system. The good thing is the whole, like, the Russians did it narrative, it makes it look like if there is any meddling or if there's any, shenanigans, that they can't blame the Russians because,
they already
the United
are.
States has to take... I know they got to take care of their
They
own.
Already are. The liberal Democrats are saying that the Russians are going to come on in and tamper with the midterms. They're getting ready to tamper with 2020. And like I said just before I took your phone call, now they're out there screaming that the walk away movement is a Russian plot. And they're just totally focused on Russia's bad no matter what happens. Anything bad happens, you blame Russia for it.
Yeah, it must be the forest fires all over. It must be the Russians, too.
I'm waiting okay, for Michael, somebody to say that. The fires in British Columbia and California are part of a terrorist plot that tracks back all the way to Russia. It's only a matter of time before we get that.
Another funny quick story. There's a gay pride parade here in Kelowna, British Columbia, and the master of ceremonies is a Syrian refugee that happens to be gay. And it seems funny because, all you have to say is because he didn't have a wife, it was like, oh, I'm gay, let me in. So, and everyone's up in arms here. They, but they can't say anything because it's not politically correct. You have to accept. And that's, there's so many sheeple here that need to hear your broadcast, and I think a lot of your listeners need to go out and talk on other radio programs if you can find 1-800 numbers and just challenge these guys. Like the other day, someone was talking about how great John McCain was and what a, amazing hero he was. It's like, really, they need to hear the Rivero Rangers point of view on these things. So anyways, I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. And... okay, just taking care of some technical issues that we're dealing with here. Okay, well, that was Daniel in British Columbia. And, yeah, I'm surprised we haven't already had somebody come on out and say that all these forest fires are a Russian, Iranian, North Korean, whatever, terror attack, deliberately setting all these fires, to wreck the economy of California. Not that California's economy is doing all that good. All right. Now then, let's see. Russia's latest supersonic 1,400 mile per hour strike bombers are rapidly nearing completion. Apparently, they're going to have their first test flights later this month. It's the Tu-22M3M, and they're saying it's basically a modernization of the Tu-23M3. Which Russia's Air Force has about 100 in service, and they've been using it extensively in missions over Syria in support of the Assad regime here. Now, this one's going to get you giggling. Michael Avenatti is the lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels. And apparently he is now saying, because of his newfound fame, that he's considering a run for the presidency in 2020. So that is going to be rather interesting to see. Apparently he's basically an associate of Rahm Emanuel. Okay, now, already talked about that one here. Down in New Zealand again. Boy, a lot of things going on in New Zealand here right now. Apparently down in New Zealand, they're having a problem with off-label drugs. And what it means by off-label is when you get a prescription drug, the drug is prescribed to you for a specific reason. The drug is designed and engineered to treat one thing. But sometimes doctors will prescribe it for something completely different. They're not supposed to do that, but they do that. And apparently down in New Zealand, there's a big problem with New Zealanders being prescribed antipsychotic drugs for off-label reasons, like just helping them to sleep. And that's a very, very reckless thing for them to be doing here. Story, this one's coming out of FortRus.com, where apparently somebody has leaked or claimed information that the Ukrainian army and Blackwater are preparing the use of a radiation weapon on the Donbas. And this anti-coup, anti-Maidan hacker group, Cyber Berkut, received information about the preparation by the Special Operations Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. They're going to stage a terrorist attack in the Donbas with the use of radioactive materials. And what it basically comes down to is they're going to dump this radioactive material inside water in the channel, where there's a withdrawal of water in the South Donbass water conduit, and then they're going to blame the entire leadership of the DNR. And apparently, the idea man for all of this is Eric Prince, the former founder and owner of Blackwater. And again, because they're attacking civilians, that's a war crime. And given the radioactivity and how far this could spread, I think you could say it qualifies as a weapon of mass destruction. This is one of the dirtiest, dirtiest wars we've ever, ever seen. Nobody's complying with, like, the Geneva Accords or international humanitarian law. It's like we've already hit the total war idea. This is war. Everything that we do in war is fair. Well, we've been down that road in history before, and that's the reason why there are international treaties and international law, because not everything done in war is fair, especially the targeting of civilians, like Yemen did when they blew up that bus full of school kids. All righty. Now, we already talked about Jay's analysis being taken down. And apparently somebody has done a study that common household cleaning chemicals actually decrease your lung function over time. And of course, you all remember what I went through with Claire years ago when she was suffering this horrendous joint pain. And we went to the doctors and she was prescribed medication, including one that was prescribed off-label. They gave her creams and lotions and ointments, even special shoes, and nothing really worked. And we figured it out for ourselves. With chemicals in the household products and the cosmetics called formaldehyde precursors. And they're used as preservatives because these chemicals basically decay into formaldehyde, which, by the way, is a known carcinogen. And there's no regulation on it at all. It's used in carpet manufacturing. It's used in all kinds of stuff. The only law that actually regulates the use of formaldehyde is that it may not be used in baby shoes, in the glue that holds the shoes together, because formaldehyde is used in glue. So we got rid of all those products, and Claire's doing a lot better. And also, in response to a lot of email I'm getting from her, yes, her back is getting better as well. She will be on the show tomorrow. And we're actually very relieved. The news is getting better and better. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, final segment of our program on this Thursday. And apparently the jury in Paul Manafort's trial has adjourned for the day without reaching any verdicts. What they did do is send the judge, T.S. Ellis, 4 questions, one of which asked him to define the meaning of reasonable doubt again. And this may signal that the jury is leaning toward acquittal. But of course, there are multiple charges, and it may be acquittal on one and, you know, guilty on the other, and we'll see. And again, I'm surprised that Manafort's lawyer didn't put Rosenstein on the stand, because Rosenstein supposedly investigated Manafort for these very crimes 8 years ago and walked away from it, said, nah, there's nothing here. Maybe Manafort's got, you know, Tsarnaev's lawyer, the one who walked into the jury and said, yep, he did it. Absolutely did it. Okay, so a lot of people are reacting to New York Governor Cuomo's comment about America was never that great to begin with. Tucker Carlson has basically uncorked on him. And I'm very angry and upset about that comment as well, because there was a time when this nation truly was great. We were a manufacturing powerhouse. We were a breadbasket to the rest of the world. We were all those wonderful things that were in that speech from the newsroom, from the premiere episode. We had great technology, explored the solar system, explored the universe, actually. We did all those wonderful things. We can't do them anymore. We have definitely declined. But for Cuomo to say we were never that great again, and I know where he's coming from. He's basically trying to lower the expectations of the people of New York by saying it's not going to get better. What you're dealing with right now with the refugees and hunger and the extreme stresses and poverty, that's the new normal. You might as well get used to it, which is what you tell a population when they're living in a wartime economy, which is exactly where we are. But for him to say it was never that great to begin with, I'm sure he wasn't really thinking when he said that. But I can understand why so many people are angry with him. That was a very dumb thing to say. This was once a great nation. It was a nation we could all be proud of. And if you look what it's turned into with this constant bickering between all these different groups here and which restrooms should men be allowed to use, you know, the faction fighting in Washington, D.C., just out in full view for everybody to see. Attacks on our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights, and now the First Amendment is under attack. There are actually people out there saying, no, this freedom of speech, there's got to be an exception for Israel. There's got to be an exception for this and for that. The nation that I thought I was born into just doesn't exist any longer. All right, there's the music. Time to get on out of here and get some stuff done. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please do me a favor. Go on out to other websites, blogs, call-in shows, and make a big stink about how we should not allow private corporations to decide for us what we see, read, and hear. That there is a First Amendment in principle still in this country. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.